What is your understanding of the cause for that war? What started it?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, and there's a lot of information that conflicts with what I think happened. I was always told as a kid that the Indian agent and the people that represented the federal government or the state government weren't giving the Indians their stipend that they needed. They weren't giving them the food they needed or the payments, whether it was gold or currency when it was due. And that's kind of what my grandpa always said. One of these guys up at Fort Ridley, or was it even Henry Sibley, that said, well, let them eat grass. You know, that's an old quote that I heard from the time I was this big, you know, that we told the Indians to eat grass. But the story is that it started with a couple of braves on a dare stole some eggs, and one of the braves didn't want to keep the eggs. He said, it's wrong to steal those eggs. And his two buddies said, even back then, that long ago, he said, you're weak. You're afraid of the white man. We're starving, and you're afraid to take some eggs from a nest. And he said, I'll show you that I'm brave. And he went and killed a member or two members of that family. That's kind of now what they say really started it. But the fact that they were hungry didn't start that day. And I mean, there was animosity. I think that maybe inflamed it, escalated it. But I don't think that was the root cause. I really, unfortunately, think it was the white man who maybe was unfair to the Indians and didn't live up to the promises that were made by the government. Even within the Indian community, there were factions. Some were becoming, I hope it's not incorrect to say, civilized, and took the white man's ways. They went to church and they wore white man's clothes. And there were other factions that chose their historical lifestyle. And so even within the Dakota, there were internal conflicts. They didn't all get along during the Dakota War. So, boy, what caused it? I think it was just general distrust of the white man. The white people did some things that I'm not ashamed of anything that I think our family did. From what I've been told and what I've read, that we did, there was mutual respect there, and I hope that indeed was the case. But we did some terrible things. I mean, but that's mankind. Humanity does some pretty barbaric things to humanity, and it's hard to understand, but we do, and it was a clash of two cultures. It had to be.